A chef who lost his sense of taste runs the world's best restaurant. A wrongly imprisoned man spent 3 decades on death row, yet remained mentally free. A Bulgarian immigrant who once ate pizza with a fork now teaches millions about finding their voice. What connects these seemingly disparate stories? They all reveal a truth hiding in plain sight. The fastest path to discovering your own potential isn't through another self-help formula. It's through studying the lived experiences of remarkable people who've already walked through fire. This isn't about hero worship or blind imitation. It's about something far more practical and transformative. Learning to see patterns in how exceptional individuals think, decide, create, and persist. When chess champion Magnus Carlsen says he simply tries to learn and get the best from the great masters, he's describing a skill anyone can develop. The question isn't whether you have genius within you, it's whether you're looking in the right places to unlock it. Grant Akatz designed an entire menu while listening to Rage Against the Machine, matching dishes to the song's tempo. A customer's red beaded earrings inspired an edible string course at Alinea. His secret wasn't divine inspiration, but deliberate practice in seeing connections others miss, even after stage 4 tongue cancer destroyed his ability to taste. Leonardo da Vinci called this connecting the unconnected. Steve Jobs said creativity is just connecting things. Neuroscience confirms that creative people excel at associative fluency, generating multiple links between seemingly unrelated concepts. When Akatz couldn't taste anymore, he developed flavor bouncing, a logical system where he draws a central ingredient surrounded by satellites that must complement each other. White beans might pair with bacon, apple, maple syrup, and beer, each combination tested, clashing elements rejected. Screenwriter Aaron Sorkin believes mastering rules enhances creativity. You can break them only after understanding them deeply. Ed Catmull pushes his Pixar team to fail repeatedly. We want to do something new, original, something where there's a good chance of failure each time. When critics called Alinea exhausting and pointlessly weird, Akatz responded, "The very first thing I do is immediately assume whoever is criticizing me is right." The most original creators share 3 traits: a unique worldview, confidence in ambitious goals, and willingness to fail spectacularly. David Goggins transformed from an overweight, abused kid into a Navy SEAL who completed 3 Hell Weeks and set a world record with 4,030 pull-ups in 24 hours. His secret? Deliberately seeking suffering. Most people live in a comfortable 75-degree world. I don't want to be comfortable. His 40% rule states that when your mind screams you're done, you're only 40% finished. His accountability mirror forces you to face harsh truths while focusing on solutions. He does something that sucks every single day to callous his mind, the same approach Navy SEALs use through goal setting, visualization, positive self-talk, and arousal control. Ultra-endurance athletes befriend pain rather than fight it. Amelia Boone talks to her body parts during competitions. Courtney Dolwalter visualizes entering a pain cave with excitement. The key? Listening to yourself means hearing negativity. Talking to yourself means providing encouragement. Some create alter egos to access toughness. Goggins separates Goggins from David. Beyonce developed Sasha Fierce. Anthony Ray Hinton survived 30 years wrongfully in prison by becoming a mental world traveler. My body was locked in a 5x7 cell, but my mind was free. Trust follows a simple formula. Trust equals consistency plus time. When you reliably follow through across months and years, trust compounds inevitably. Most people blame explosive arguments for relationship failures, but the real culprits are subtler: indifference, emotional neglect, contempt, and lack of respect. Shopify founder Toby Lutka describes relationships as trust batteries, starting at 50% charged, with every interaction either charging or depleting them. Psychologist John Gottman found relationship masters maintain a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions and respond to their partner's bids for connection, even tiny ones like, "Look at that car." These sliding door moments gradually build or erode trust. Former FBI hostage negotiator Chris Voss offers three conflict-diffusing techniques: the late-night FM DJ voice, soothing, downward-inflecting tone, mirroring, repeating key words as questions, and labeling, identifying emotions with "it seems like." Sarah Blakely and husband Jesse Itzler diffuse arguments by slow dancing, injecting humor that destroys the division. The most successful relationships never consider themselves done learning. Love is not just an emotion, it's a skill that requires constant sharpening. We're unreliable narrators of our own lives, automatically shaping stories by emphasizing certain details while downplaying others. Psychotherapist Lori Gottlieb discovered we often act as our own jailers through the stories we tell and refuse to revise. Memories are annealed in the telling, edited by turns each time they're recalled. Gottlieb helps patients edit their self-narratives by challenging automatic interpretations. Try this: write about an anxiety-producing situation from your viewpoint, then rewrite it from someone else's perspective. This reveals blind spots and challenges the tendency to fill in the blanks with something terrifying. Great storytelling revolves around conflict and intent. Screenwriter Aaron Sorkin argues that the only writable things are intention and obstacle. Ask, what does the character want and what stands in their way? This framework applies universally. Entrepreneurs can pitch by showing how their product solves problems. Salespeople can position competitors as obstacles while offering solutions. Most importantly, no one is inherently boring. They only seem that way when we haven't asked the right questions. Brandon Stanton of Humans of New York proves this with three powerful questions. What's your biggest struggle? How has your life turned out differently than expected? And what do you feel most guilty about? The key isn't just the questions, it's being completely present and genuinely curious about the answers. Daniel Ek positions himself at the bottom of an inverted pyramid, enabling the work above. When developers proposed Discover Weekly, Ek was skeptical, but empowered them anyway. It became one of Spotify's most successful features. "My job is to create a system where great ideas win," he explains. Danny Meyer practices servant leadership. Organizations thrive when leaders encourage collaboration and empowerment. Research shows servant leaders create trust that motivates risk-taking and innovation. He tells his team to make new mistakes every day, believing fear stifles innovation. Systems thinking transforms organizations. Sarah Blakely buckets her time: Wednesdays for creativity, Thursdays for product ideas. Olympic coach Bob Bowman advocates tiny, achievable goals focused on process rather than outcomes beyond your control. Mark Bertoni transformed Aetna after discovering many employees relied on Medicaid, implementing a $16 an hour minimum wage and wellness programs. He developed the four levels of Taoist leadership. At the highest level, you become invisible as the organization self-manages. Bernard Arnault succeeds at LVMH as a creativity enabler, trusting his designers. The most effective leaders empower others rather than commanding from above. Americans consume over 13 hours of media daily, making it easy to fall into junk content that breeds destructive thought patterns. Elon Musk conceptualizes the mind as a computer with hardware, innate intelligence, and software, belief systems, advocating for better mental firewalls and regularly upgrading our brain's software through quality information. David Brooks calls this the theory of maximum taste. Each mind is defined by its upper limit, the best content it habitually consumes. Brunello Cucinelli demonstrates this through continuous revisiting of Marcus Aurelius's meditations, discovering new insights at 25, in his 30s, and now in his 50s. Tara Westover's story exemplifies choosing what enters our minds. Growing up isolated in a survivalist Mormon family without formal schooling until age 17, her father's extreme views became her mental software. At Brigham Young University, she discovered the Holocaust and realized the racist, homophobic, sexist views she held weren't truly hers, but downloaded from her father. Your hidden genius isn't buried in some distant future. It's waiting in the stories of those who've walked before you.